This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for an attack Monday that killed six fighters affiliated with U.S.-backed security forces. One of the two attackers was also killed. Local officials say the attack targeted a security headquarters in the city of Raqqa, which was the de facto capital of IS, until 2017 when U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces removed the militant group. North Korea flew at least five small drones into South Korean airspace Monday. VOA's Bill Gallo has the story from Seoul.
South Korea scrambled fighter jets and helicopters in response to the North Korean drone incursion. Though South Korea's military fired about 100 shots, it says it failed to bring down any of the drones. South Korean officials say one of the drones returned to North Korea, but they lost track of the others. South Korean military official Lee Sung-oh said Seoul responded by sending its own unmanned aircraft on a reconnaissance mission into North Korea. He vowed thorough and firm responses to future North Korean provocations. One of the South Korean aircraft involved in the response crashed east of Seoul, though officials haven't explained why. Neither pilot in the plane was injured, officials said. North Korea has steadily ramped up tensions this year, launching a record-high number of missiles and conducting artillery shelling in sensitive border areas. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
A key international highway in Serbia remains closed, along with schools and public institutions in the country's east, after a freight train carrying ammonia derailed. The resulting gas leak sickened dozens of people in the area near the border with Bulgaria. Authorities say an investigation is underway to determine what caused the accident. You're listening to VOA News. On Monday, the acting head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan urged the Taliban to reverse its ban on the employment of women by non-governmental organizations, saying that millions of Afghans need humanitarian assistance and removing barriers is vital. David Wright is chief operating officer at Save the Children International.
It really is a grave situation, and particularly when it comes to the stabilization centers. But of course, as I say, we're in the middle of winter. There's cases of pneumonia that need treating. So ultimately, if this is not resolved within a week or so, children are going to start dying as a result of this decision.
At least four foreign NGOs have announced a suspension of services in Afghanistan in response to the ban, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council, CARE International, and the International Rescue Committee. 71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets, entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone in the past 24 hours, the island's government said on Monday. It's the largest reported incursion to date as Beijing continues military activities close to the Chinese-claimed island. China said it's conducted the drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan on Sunday in response to what it said was provocation from the democratically governed island and the United States. Ethiopian officials have, for the first time in nearly 2 years, arrived in Tigray's capital, Mekele, to join in overseeing implementation of a November peace deal. Mohamed Yusuf reports from VOA's Africa News Center in Nairobi.
The delegation are in Tigray to work on implementing an African Union-brokered peace deal to end the deadly two-year conflict. The visit will be seen as a sign that the peace deal is holding. Ethiopia has gradually lifted a blockade on desperately needed food and medical aid to Tigray and restored some telecommunications. The two-year conflict is estimated to have killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions, but information is hard to verify in Tigray, and Ethiopia has also blocked journalists from entering the region. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
11 people were killed and 19 others missing after a week's worth of heavy rain in southern and eastern parts of the Philippines. The flooding hit on Sunday, with the disaster ruining celebrations on the mainly Catholic nation's most important holiday. Rivers overflowed, swamping rural villages and highways, as well as the cities of Osmazis and Orqueta. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.